Good, thanks.
When you're ready.
Obviously a special round for you, mate.
I think it's for pretty much most Indigenous boys. Probably be saying the same thing. Significant round for us. It's not Indigenous round now. I think it's a change to Sir Doug Nicholls round now. I'm excited. Can't wait.
Who were your idols growing up?
A few boys that's played around here, Gav, Choppy, Byron Pickett. And then we got Michael Long, who's more up my way. I think, especially Michael, just coming from a remote community up in sort of NT. Yeah.
How special is it that this game will be in Alice Springs as well?
I missed that last year. It's a toothache. I'm I love playing up in Alice. I played most of my junior footy up there. My old club, I got an old footy club up there too as well. And with the family coming down, and a special day too as well, wouldn't have it any other way.
How many friends and family have you got there?
I've just said to Trent, our ticket holder bloke, just give me whatever ticket you have left. So I don't know how much that will be, but we'll find out probably tomorrow sometime when he gives us the tickets.
With Gav and Byron, they're around the club every now and again. How much do you talk to them and get some, advice from them?
Most of them do the community work now. So Gav and Byron help out with the community stuff. We try and have a chat with them every now and then. But and just see how they're going, and they've been going around too, so it's great.
The club has such a wonderful Indigenous program, and Chad Wingard's often talked about that. That was one of the reasons he stayed. Has it been important for you to have that as a support mechanism?
Yeah, definitely. Because we've reached up to communities up in NT now, up in my way too as well, which is in Elliot and in the Barkley region. We get a program up there as well. It's called Willpower. I think they've actually got a little comp or something for the game, so they'll be playing against each other up there, so which is great. It's good when I get back to go back up there. I'll get to do some community work up there as well. So it's been great.
What will it mean to be able to run out wearing this Guernsey this week?
Like I said, just with the round, and Sir Doug Nicholls around now, playing with, just with the jumper, it's Carl's, I think Carl's mum designed, special for him, and, it would definitely be special for us too as well, so, it'd be definitely a proud moment.
How difficult was the challenge of Melbourne? I mean, they're playing such wonderful football, but I guess you guys have certainly made some improvements over the last few weeks as well.
Just on that too as well, we're coming in pretty confident. I think we've won pretty much every game up in Alice, so that gives us a bit of a boost too as well. We haven't been in great form, but I think that we're still slowly taking that step forward too as well, which is great.
You personally, do you feel as though your form has turned a corner and you're on the way up again?
It's sort of been just inconsistent, more so in quarters, which something I can. I have to work on something to improve on too as well. But other than that, I think I've been going pretty good too as well. So yeah.
And it's the pressure as much as kicking goals and getting kicks.
I don't try to base my game on kicking goals. I'm more so trying to do what the team wants me to do, and that's playing my team role, just that forward pressure and creating my hand for the opposition.
Who do you think takes that backline spot? Do you think Alapade is ready to come back, or do you think Tommy Cleary is in line?
Pato's played a few games now in a sample, and Tom Cleary's been going pretty well too as well. So be up to the match committee this afternoon, and see what and Ken, the coaches in that, see what they make. Yeah.
Trent Gove just did a bit of a few laps around the oval, then back inside. You reckon he's all right for the weekend?
I'm not too sure yet. I haven't spoken to him yet, but I'm pretty sure he'll be trying to do everything he can to get up. going. I think he'll be going against Gorn this week, which you know, pretty tall bloke. I'm not too sure yet. We'll see how he goes this week. He might have a test or something tomorrow or something. See how he goes. But until then, I'm not too sure.
It's just his ankle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just his ankle. Yeah.
How bad is it?
I'm not too sure. Pretty hard to tell from here. He hasn't done much running because they're trying to keep off weight. But yeah, I'm not too sure yet. I haven't really spoken to him about it to see how he's going.
The guy's about to cope with a lot of injuries, suspensions, and players having to play in different roles. Are you confident that you've got enough backup that Jonas out, that someone will step up in that role as well?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good thing about our team. We've got a good depth in the Maggies, so. Anyone could take Jonas' role. It doesn't have to be a big, or even Jacko. I think Dougal's been playing well in the sample, and I think he also played well against Ivan Maric and that against Richmond too as well. So we've got a good depth in the Maggies, and it's just up to the match committee, and it depends on who they bring in.
I think there was some commentary today as well from David King saying that Port Adelaide is a good team but playing a little bit too physical. Is there a direction from Kenny or from anyone within the club that you should be more physical and harder at the ball, or is it just something that's happening as a result of play?
There's a bit of everything, I guess. The thing that let us down last week against West Coast was that pretty much our ball use. Our ball use and our composure, to recognise whether to go in that shallow entry inside 50 or get in deep, and we didn't do that well last week, which pretty much cost us in the end.
But you're not trying to be too physical. It's just something that's happening.
It's just something that's happened, I guess. Ken, he's trying to build something either tough. He's trying to bring out Port Adelaide Brown back, which is tough and at defensive footy. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't too.
Hammer and Darcy were also doing laps today. I noticed they were sore on the weekend. Is that just a precautionary, or is there more to that?
It might be just precaution. I think just because I think Hammer got a few knocks and. A few corks and Darce. I think he just ended up rolling an ankle too as well. But I don't think it was as bad as Jacko, so yeah, I think it's just a caution.
Thanks, Jacko.
Thanks, Darce.
Well done. Can we get you just to maybe come down here and hold up the jersey or something like that?
I'll have to unpin them.
Get all your presentation away.
Sorry. Can you just stay up on the platform and grab a jersey and see? Just come up the front.
Yeah, but. Hang on a minute. Is there a pen there?